This is Daguerreos Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. This is flyer number 251, entitled Masculisting the Police. Description. This flyer argues that the police need to be persuaded by the masculists that it's okay to bitch-slap women, particularly feminazi bitches at masculist meetings that the feminazi bitches are trying to close down. As feminazis become ever more conscious how great an existential threat masculism is to their feminazi genocentric agenda, as masculism persuades women to become female masculists to overcome the MGTOW threat of babylessness unless the gender laws are forced to be made men fair by a combined masculist and female masculist combined block the vote. Flyer itself. Masculisting the Police by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. Email profhugodaguerreos@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreos@wordpress.com. This flyer is another in a series with the title Masculisting the... This one is about ideas on how masculists can influence the police. You may be wondering, why the police? I was led to thinking about the influence of masculism on the police through the following chain of reasoning. The hated feminazis have indirectly become genociders. They are indirectly wiping out whole populations due to their takeover of the divorce courts, making them so toxic for men that young men are refusing to marry, refusing to have kids, and spending their money on themselves. It is this paternity strike of the MGTOWs that is crashing the birth rate, and in time, the size of the population. Thus, the feminazis are the root cause for the annihilation of whole populations. In Japan, the population is already starting to fall as a result of the herbivore men, who have been refusing to be fathers for a decade or so longer than the MGTOWs in Western countries. Thus, the feminazis have to be stopped. That is obvious. My impression is that most MGTOWs, being young men in their 20s and 30s, haven't a clue about the enormous historical and political significance of what they are doing. They have the potential to wipe out whole populations. It's only a question of time before the politicians get in on the act of trying to persuade men to be fathers again. This is already happening in Japan, which has a full minister of population, whose job it is to persuade young men to be fathers again. He has not been very successful because he does not understand masculist ideas. He is operating with traditional gender norms, which are now the problem, not the solution. For the gender politicians to persuade young men to be fathers again, they'll have to remove the feminazi control of the divorce courts and make them men fair for men, as well as bringing in the para, paternity rejection right, and men fairing the gender laws across the board, that is, a long list of legal and social discriminations against men. How can the gender politicians men fair the divorce courts? They will need to be taught masculist ideas so that they are given the intellectual tools to be able to remove feminazi judges and lawyers from the courts. They won't be able to do this if the only gender discourse they know of is feminist. They will need to have that one-sided view balanced by the other side, that is, the male side, that is, masculism. Once the gender politicians have started men fairing the divorce courts and started working on men fairing the gender laws across the board, it'll be necessary to men fair the police as well, which is what this flyer is about. The ultimate enforcement of the law is the threat of violence by the police, that is, physical force by males. If all males started seeing the feminazis as the enemy, as genociders, then these feminazis wouldn't stand a chance. If the police turn against them, then the feminazis are powerless. They are females, after all, and rely on the male police to physically enforce their feminazi laws. The problem with the police is that most of them are not very bright. Most of them are peakers, that is, people of average IQs, lying in the peak of the IQ bell curve, that is, average Joes, not dumb, not bright, so definitely not sages, not thinkers. Most cops do boring admin work, direct traffic, etc. This is not intellectual work. So how to persuade the cops to adopt maskless ideas? Trying to persuade them with intellectual arguments will not work, because cops are not intellectuals. How do the feminists get the cops, over the past few decades, to enforce their feminazi ideas? By building up a feminist zeitgeist in the general public and the media, so that the police were influenced by it, because it was in the air. The maskless will have to do the same, and it will take time and effort. To illustrate the problem that maskless have with the police in today's world, imagine a husband gets really pissed off with his hysterical wife, who's destroying some valuable object of his in one of their many arguments, for example, his computer. In the past, he would have had no qualms about bitch-slapping her to bring her to her senses. Bitch-slapping has been the norm for thousands of years. Women are hysterical, which is one of their main negative traits that men despise, in brackets, along with nagging, being illogical, being emotional, etc. Half a century ago, when a wife lost it, she was usually bitch-slapped by her husband to snap her out of it, to bring her back to controlling herself and stop destroying valuable property. But in today's world, the police have been so brainwashed by the feminazis that they will now imprison a man who bitch-slaps his hysterical wife. Things have become so unbalanced in favour of women that the above situation is commonplace in Western countries. This has to stop, because bitch-slapping is seen by the maskless as an essential political tool to stop the feminazis in their tracks. I need to explain. From the above feminazis as genociders argument, it's clear the feminazis have to be stopped. Things cannot continue as they are, because if they do, then it's only a question of time before whole populations get wiped out. How to stop the feminazis? With bullets? That is, killing millions of them? That seems to me to be unnecessary. It's too drastic. There's another way, and that is to discredit them with maskless ideas, backed up by bitch-slapping. Thus, there's a lot of work to be done by the maskless to get society, including women, to become familiar with maskless ideas that the feminazis have to be stopped. Society needs to be persuaded that feminazis are vermin, wiping out whole populations, causing young women to be babyless due to the paternity boycott of the MGTOWs, who in turn are reacting against the toxicity of the divorce courts, and hence marriage, caused by the feminazi takeover of the divorce courts in the 70s. The maskless need to teach society that feminazis are cancer, feminazis are toxic. The police need to hear this too, so that they are made conscious that the feminazis have gone too far. The feminazis now have too much power, which they are abusing. For example, about half of rapes are actually false accusations by hysterical, child-minded women, modern research is showing. Thus, as maskless influence rises and rises, the feminazis will become conscious that the maskless are out to discredit them, out to destroy them. So the feminazis will turn their attention to the strongest threat against them, that is, the maskless. They will organise to destroy the meetings and the big talks with invited speakers of the maskless by turning up in large numbers and then heckling the speaker so that he cannot speak. One way to combat this is to have a male-only audience. But then the maskless need to educate women too into maskless ideas, because the maskless strategists, the maskless theorists, see that millions of women need to be converted into female maskless so that they will vote together with men to force the gender politicians to menfare the gender laws, so the maskless will want women to attend their talks. But how can the talk organisers distinguish a potential female maskless from a diehard feminazi? They can't. So there'll need to be another way to stop the feminazi hecklers, and that is bitch-slapping. When the talk starts, the audience can be warned, quote, "This talk will not be interrupted by feminazis. If any of you women try to disrupt this talk, you will be forcefully removed from the room and bitch slapped as well, to teach you to never do the same again. We have permission from the local police to do this, so be warned. As maskless, we see you feminazis as genociders. We have a hatred of you for what you have done to men, tens of millions of men in the divorce courts, financially massacring them and ruining their lives. So if it does come to bitch slapping, there are a lot of very angry, bitter men at this talk who would love to bitch slap feminazi bitches. They would just love to. So be warned. Keep quiet, and you might actually learn something. You might learn that women can oppress men too. Gender oppression is not a one-way street." End quote. This kind of thing will be happening thousands of times across the US, in every campus, even every high school. The feminazis will become increasingly conscious what a profound threat to their existence masculism is, because they can see that the maskless are aiming to persuade men to be fatherless and teaching women that the root cause of women's babylessness is the feminazi takeover of the divorce courts. These feminazis will become painfully aware that the maskless plus the female maskless, when combined, will be a powerful force with enough power to force the gender politicians to menfare the gender laws, that is, turn back the privileges women have in the divorce courts, forcing women to fip up or not get a man. So it's only a question of time before there will be a real ideological war between the feminazis and the maskless, over whether feminism dies out or not. The maskless have very strong arguments in favour of wiping out the feminazis. Feminazis have become genociders, so cannot continue to exist. They must be stopped. The maskless can tell young women, quote, "If you young women don't vote with men to menfare the gender laws, particularly the divorce laws and the para, then young men will continue to boycott marriage and fatherhood, so you will remain babyless. If you don't want that, then you must vote with men to menfare the gender laws." End quote. The maskless have a very persuasive knife at the throat of women. Men have the power to force women to fip up, that is, become fips, financially independent persons, or be manless, with men refusing to have anything to do with fluffies. That's traditional women who expect to be able to parasite off the money of a man. Nearly all men are fips. We are socialized that way, and we evolved to be fips. We men, therefore, do not need to parasite off a woman to become financially secure, whereas a woman who does not bother to become a fip by getting a career-competent education at high school and university will feel the need to parasite off the money of a man. She will become a hated fluffy that the maskless treat as the enemy to be wiped out, not killed, just ignored, to death. As the above maskless ideas sink into the minds of the general culture, the feminazis will absorb them too and understand their force and hence their threat to their feminazi agenda of creating a genocentric culture where women's values rule. These feminazis will see the maskless as an existential threat and will be all out to fight them. If the feminazis don't fight the maskless, then the feminazis will be drowned by the maskless message, coming not only from men, but from female masklists as well. And that double-barreled threat will really scare the feminazis. So, how to get permission to bitch-slap feminazis at maskless meetings? The maskless need to change the bylaws on domestic violence. The maskless need to teach their societies, their countries, that women start the physical violence in the home, punching, slapping, etc., more than men. Women use knives and guns at the same rate as men, research shows. Police need to be taught such things so that they are not brainwashed by the feminazis to believe that only men are the brutes in the home. The police need to be taught by the maskless that there are times when a woman becomes hysterical and needs to be bitch-slapped to snap her out of it. I'm not advocating here that a man who is usually three times stronger across the chest than the average woman really punches his wife or girlfriend, doing real damage to her. But a well-delivered bitch slap to slap her out of it is needed. Maskers need to do the same kind of job on the police that the feminazis did over the past few decades when they persuaded the police that arresting men for domestic violence was a good thing. The maskers need to persuade the police that there are always two sides to a domestic dispute, that the woman involved can often be a real bitch who provides the man, who provokes the man with her own violence, both physical and verbal. The maskers can push the slogan onto the media, "Bitch slapping is okay and needed." End quote. Bitch slapping will be a very effective political tool against the feminazis when the gender war heats up, after the feminazis become conscious just how much of a threat masculism is to their very existence. The maskers need weapons to combat this feminazi onslaught when it comes. Since men are stronger than women, bitch slapping ought to be enough to keep feminazis from destroying maskless meetings, of which there need to be thousands to educate students, the public, the media, etc. We maskless have a lot of work to do. That is political work, educational work, legal work, police work. We need to educate the police to allow bitch slapping at maskless meetings and to explain to them why. For thousands of years, husbands bitch-slapped their hysterical wives when their woman stepped over the line of the rational and needed to be stopped, to be brought back to the real world with a short, hard slap that jolted her senses. In the case of a collective bitch-slapping of dozens of angry feminazi bitches at a maskers meeting, the strength of the bitch-slapping will need to be strong enough that these feminazi bitches will never attempt to close down a maskless meeting again through fear of being bitch-slapped a second time in their lives. Maskers will need to educate all men about maskist ideas so that the boyfriends of the feminazis understand the need for the bitch-slapping. By educating the boyfriends of feminazis, these males will become sympathetic to maskist ideas and hence probably be less inclined to remain the boyfriends of the feminazis and dump them. This, in turn, will only make the feminazis hate the maskless all the more, because they'll be losing their boyfriends and their manslaves to masculism as well. These feminazis will feel they are being shot at from all sides, as well they are. The police are a problem now for the maskless. They have been so brainwashed by the feminazis that they see men as the only problem. The police need to be taught the other side of the domestic violence story and allow bitch slapping at maskless meetings when the feminazis try to close them down. There's a lot at stake here. It's clear the feminazis have to be stopped. They are wiping out whole populations. So the only question is how to stop them. Bullets are too drastic. Bitch slapping is much milder and quite effective, so the police need to condone it and not respond to demands from the feminazis to arrest the bitch slappers at maskless meetings. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. ProfHugoDeGaris@yahoo.com. Website, ProfHugoDeGaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channels, de Garis, Maskless, MGTOW, Flyers, and de Garis Essays. Ciao.